Thursday night, Tanya Shir, Or L'Chav Dalet Shvat. We're in Tanya, Perek Chav Gimel. Perek Chav Gimel is explaining the different Lashonos of the Tikkuni Zohar and the Zohar. One is talking about Torah, one's talking about mitzvahs. Torah is called Chadhu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechora, there's no such the words Yisrael v'orais v'kutcha brichu chadhu doesn't appear anywhere. The song is Orais v'kutcha brichu chadhu, and in Tikkuni Zohar it calls the mitzvahs Evorin the Malka. So in the first half of the Perek, which we learned, Tanya explains the idea of Evorin the Melech is just like the relationship, that the relationship of mitzvahs, maisa mitzvahs, the doing of mitzvahs, to Hashem is like the Evorim to the Nefesh. What's the relationship of Evorim to the Nefesh? He calls it total bittul. Like, doesn't take any time. He talks about that, and there's no, like, message. There's no tzivu even. If you raise your hand because you want to raise your hand, he considers that no tzivui and no time delay. But the guf just almost automatically carries out the rotzon of the nefesh, and that's the relationship. It's total bittul. So that's the relationship between the evorim and the nefesh. So when we do mitzvahs, that's our relationship with Hashem. We're carrying out his rotzon panimi, and it has that koach of, like, almost automatically. What does it mean? So we talk about bechira, but the mitzad, like the bechira is really very subjective mitzad the person, but mitzad the maisa mitzvah, or the koach to do the mitzvah, or the idea that I'm doing a mitzvah, the mitzvahs are, in this world, once mitzvahs are done, they are rotzon Hashem. Because actually you're supposed to do mitzvahs with that bittul to Hashem, even though you're making a bechira, but that's like a small part of it. You're choosing to be bottled to Hashem, the Tanya would say. So it's a vorim in that sense. It's therein lies the ratzon of Hashem. Therein lies the ratzon of Hashem. The physical guf, he says, is on a shtickle lower madrega, lower, and that's called merkava. No, it's a pretty high madrega, Merkava l'shchina, but still Merkava is something that being Gashmi, the Ivorim are Gashmi. If you're talking about the hand that gives the tzedakah, the foot that goes to do the mitzvah, so they are like a Merkava, where although there might be total bittul, but because they're two entities, they're more separate, so it involves a tzivui, like you tell the Merkava where to go and it goes there, but it's not on the madrega of an aver. It's not bittul gom. It's not bottle to the nefesh. It listens to the nefesh, but you don't have that closeness of bittul. He says that again in the first half. Balken gam ibori gufa adam ha makaymen ha mitzvah shekoach u bechinas ha maisa shel nefesh alokis malubash bohem in the feet, in the hands, b'shas maisa v'kiyam ha mitzvah him nasu merkova mamish l'rtzon ha'elyon goyin ha'yora machalek estoko lo'aniyam o yesu mitzvah acheres v'raglaim ha'malchus l'dvar mitzvah v'chein ha'peva ha'loshen shavadabim v'chein ha'peva ha'loshen, that's the mouth. He's going to talk about Torah in the second half, that Torah is on a whole different level. But here he's talking about the physical mouth and the physical loshon, shemadabrim divrei Torah, v'hamoach, that's the physical moach, shemahara b'divrei Torah, v'yira shemayim, v'gdulos Hashem baruch hu, that's all merkava. That's all, so to speak, only the madrega of merkava. You're not speaking tonight.
Yeah.
By Mishmar, why is there no sign up or anything?
There's a sign that Mishmar is being sponsored.
Yeah. So
he sent an email that I was speaking.
Yeah? So why did they put up a sign up? Usually they do. Everybody thought there's nothing tonight.
Maybe so then. I don't know if the policy changed. I know he sent that email.
Because I spoke to some people tonight. They all said there's nobody speaking. Nobody knows about it. Okay? I mean, I don't know if nobody knows about it, but the people that were sitting at my table didn't know about it. The Zeru Shomer Azal Lavu Zeinei Namar Kovod. Yeah. Shekolei Vareim Kulam Hoyu Kadoshim Umuvdolim and Yoni Olam Hazev Lo Nasu Mer Kovar Akloratsu Nalim Lavad Kol Yemeihem. Okay, so we're up to the two dots. In the middle of Perek Chav Gimel, you have the two dots. There's two dots after the word Lavado Kol Yemeihem. Now he's going to turn his attention to the Lashon of Tikunei HaZohar. I'm sorry, to the Lashon of the Zohar, that a rice of a Kuchibrich Kulu Chadu. That's obviously a much closer relationship than Evorim. Evorim is to the Nefesh HaOdom. Our mitzvahs are to the Rotzon Pnimi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Evorim is to the Nefesh HaOdom. So that's why they're called Evorim. Hashem's Eivorim. These are actions that reflect the Rotzon of Hashem. But Torah is an even higher Madrega. Acha machshava v'hehirur b'divrei Torah shebamoach. Not the physical moach. That could only be Merkava. If it's physical. So the most it can be is Merkava. The physical things can only be Merkava. Acha machshava v'hehirur b'divrei Torah shebamoach. Thinking in Torah. Or koach hadibur b'divrei Torah. The koach of dibur, right? Shebepeh, shehem levushim apnimiim shel nefesh elokis. Now, there's two qualities to Torah. He's saying, really, I mean, that's what it sounds like. First of all, it's Torah, as he's going to say, the Torah is Ratzon Hashem. It's not a fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem. It is Ratzon Hashem. This is the Ratzon Hashem. That this should be yosar, that this should be mutar, that this should be kosher, this should be treif. But also, you're dealing with thought and speech, which are called b'chlal levushim pnimiyim, as opposed to mitzvahs, which are in ma'isa, which are called levushim chitzoniyim. Right? There's three levushim of the nefesh, of a person's nefesh. There's three levushim, three ways in which the nefesh appears in this world through machshava, dibur, ma'isa. So the nefesh elokis also has these three things, so to speak. I mean, Hashem has machshava, dibur, ma'isa, right? And machshava and dibur are called levushim primiyim, and ma'isa is called levush chitzayni. So, when you're involved in learning, not only is it Torah, which he'll say in a second, is Ratzon Hashem, as opposed to mitzvahs, which is a fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem. Like there's a little gap there that you have to leap. But also you're dealing with levush pnimi, because you're dealing with machshava and dibur. V'koshkei nefesh elokis atzmo hamlubeshes bohem kulam miyuchadim mamish. When you're learning, you are miyuchad mamish b'yichud gomor b'ratzon elyon v'lo merkova levad. It's not even evorim. I don't know why he said merkova levad. Maybe because he's talking about the peh and the moach, he's saying not just merkava, that these evorim would be because of the physical evorim, but ki ratzon elyon hu, what is ratzon Hashem hu advar alocha atzmon. That's it. There's a kiyum ratzon and a ratzon. If I tell you go open the light, and you open the light, so you're fulfilling my ratzon. But. But if you absorb the command of open the light, then my will is now found in you. You now embody my will. We're not even talking about, we're talking about Talmud Torah. We're not talking about doing the mitzvahs. Now, like, your will is my, you've studied it, means you learned it, you internalized it, you understand it. We're talking about, like, you know, very high madrigas of Talmud Torah, but it's become, you understand that it's become part of you. You've internalized it. So now you are now the Rosh Hashem. The Rosh Hashem is in you, because the Rosh Hashem is this Dvar Halacha, Mutter, Osur, Trey, Fakosher, Shemaharer, Umadaber, Bo, who had Dvar Halacha, Atzma, Shemaharer, Umadaber, Bo. Shekol ha'alokal saying Pratei ha'mshochas pnimi yus rotson ha'elyon atzmo. The halokas that we're learning are ahemshech ha'mshocha from the rotson ha'elyon. Shekachol ha'beritzono yus barach shadover zemuter oi kosher oi poter oi zakai ala hepech. V'chein kol tzirufei oisiyos tanach, I guess he means even what's not halokas. Hein ha'mshochas ritzono v'chochmoso Hamiyuchados be'in sof baruchu betachlos ayichud shehu ayodeh v'hu hamad v'chulu. You see that he has to say, because he'll still say there's still ayichud gomor, because Hashem is Hashem, he's inviolate.
Is this because the Oisius are the Shemas Hashem?
What?
Is this because the Oisius are Shemas Hashem also?
No, I think he's finish with that and like saying a new thought. The culture of the Yosef is Tanakh, like Kama, whether it's Halachas or Tzirufei Yosef is Tanakh, all of the above. Hey, I'm Shachos Ritzono v'chachmosa v'yichodus bein tzolv baruch hu v'tachlos ha'yichad shu ha'yodeh hu amada. I don't know what hu ha'yodeh hu amada means. The Rambam says it also. I mean, I know why he's saying it, or else there'd be a gap between a person's knowledge and knowledge of Hashem. You wouldn't know Hashem, you know the din, you know his ratzon. So that's what he says, who are you there, who am I there, and Hashem and his ratzon are indivisible.
The Yechidus. The Yechidus.
Yeah,
the Yechidus.
They're indivisible. Hashem, who are you there, who am I there? Hashem is...
Is he saying that that's the Tachlis Yichud Shuvah Yedevu Amadah?
What?
Is he translating the Tachlis Yichud? That Tachlis Yichud is
the most. It doesn't mean Tachlis in that sense. He means Tachlis Yichud means the utmost possibility. Shuvah Yedevu Amadah. So if you have that Madah, you're part of that. Is there a Shama derives of a Kuchabichu Kuluchad? Why ain't Borin the Malkuluchud Kifikudin, which was mitzvahs? Okay. Well, if we're in the Makal Luchud, Kippi Kudim. Umiyacha Sherotzon Elion Amiyuchud Bein Sof Baruch Hu B'taklos Hayichud U'begilu Ilegabri. When you're learning Torah, there's no Hester, because this is Mamash revealed Ratzon. V'lo Be'ez Tumanu Klal U'Klal V'nefesh O'Eloi Kis U'Luvu Shehu Apnimiyim Shem Machshavu V'dibura V'dibura Boys, a shah, so that coming together of the halacha in his mind with Hashem is memela, because who are you dehu amada? So this memela affects all the levushim, that's what he says, because it's begilui gomor without hest upon him. Okay, so so boys, the shosh, the moist with the retire, gamma nefesh, the bushel, able me, hold the mammas, bain so for who, boys, the shosh, but tachos a yichad, ki yichad, the buru, machshat, shall call his barhu, the moose of that smooth, so canal, came shum dover nifrat, came behest upon him canal. think I understand what he's saying. Shtickle. He's explaining the Ichud Gomer of Chavu, because it is the Ratzon Hashem. It's not a way to remember. So now you know it. I mean, it's hard to understand. We don't know what it means. Hashem, who are you there, who am I, though? You are what you know. If you like take a piece of that knowledge and you have it within you, so that creates Ichud Gomer. Best I can do for now.